National Archives has about 5,400 emails. Records linked to Joe Biden's email aliases. By Wendell Hasebo on August 28, 2023. The National Archives, NARA, possesses about 5,400 emails and records linked to President Joe Biden's email aliases. The House Oversight Committee revealed Monday evening. The email aliases, Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R. Beware, were used to share government information and discuss business with Hunter Biden and associates, according to the Southeastern Legal Foundation, which filed a lawsuit to compel the agency to turn over the emails. All too often, public officials abuse their power by using it for their personal or political benefit. When they do, many seek to hide it, Southeastern Legal Foundation General Counsel Kimberly Herman told Just the News in a statement. The only way to preserve governmental integrity is for NARA to release Biden's nearly 5,400 emails to SLF and thus the public. The American public deserves to know what is in them. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, in August requested the archives hand over all documents and communications in which then-Vice President Joe Biden used pseudonyms such as Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R. Beware. Joe Biden has stated there was an absolute wall between his family's foreign business schemes and his duties as vice president. But evidence reveals that access was wide open for his family's influence peddling, Comer wrote in a statement. The National Archives must provide these unredacted records to further our investigation into the Biden family's corruption. The Robert Peters alias raised concerns among Republicans since 2021 as it is unusual for government officials to use an obscure government network with an alias. I've been suspicious ever since my office uncovered this fact back in 2021. And we have unfortunately gotten no response from the White House to the four letters that my office has sent on this matter, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told Breitbart News last week. It is incredibly worrisome that Joe Biden continues to evade our oversight efforts surrounding his corruption. The Robert L. Peters alias received an email in 2016 that CC'd Hunter Biden about Ukraine. The email, which Comer says the committee already saw, includes an attachment with the vice president's schedule, indicating that he had spoken by phone to then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Hillary's homebrew ain't got nothing on Robert Peters' government-funded money laundering operation, former Deputy Director of National Intelligence Kash Patel alleged to Breitbart News. Joe Biden used taxpayer dollars, while vice president to set up an offshore-style email server, based in the White House, to route all of his emails regarding his and Hunter's business dealings with the Chinese, Ukrainians, and others. Robert Peters alias has a ETSI.gov domain name, as Breitbart News reported. PCI represents the executive office of the president and is connected to a Department of Defense network. PCI networks encompass the Secret Service, Executive Office of the President, National Security Staff, and White House Communications Agency, WHMO, according to the White House Communications Agency, WHCA. The networks meet WHCA's primary alternative contingency emergency, PACE, communications requirements. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.